Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Joining me today is the founder and CEO of Twin Health. How's it going?
Awesome, Jared. So glad to be with you on this call.
I'm excited. Let's dive right in. Tell the audience a little about you and your background, and then we'll talk about Twin Health.
I founded Twin 5 years ago. Twin is my third company. I founded two other companies in the past. First company did Wi-Fi for cell phones. That was 22 years ago. Second company we built to be world's largest Internet of Things platform. That was acquired by Cisco. So I left that to start Twin. It's been an incredible 5 years for us. It's truly our life's work.
And you've had some, I mean, there's been a bunch of exciting news lately, but I guess maybe the big headline over the last couple of weeks was you closed a $50 million Series D, correct?
Correct.
What's the team excitement around that? And, you know, what, after raising that money, where do you see areas of the business that you'll be investing in the most, I guess, for starters?
Two main areas. One is to scale. We've been building and building and building a very strong foundation for 5 years. It's a healthcare. We treat and reverse chronic diseases. It's serious business. Must be done with very high quality, great care, very systematically, right? We are talking about, this is not hobby, right? It's proper medical service. So last year we started scaling. This year we are going to scale further with some of the largest health plans and employers. So we are going to fund that effort. That's the first. Second, a lot more to do with respect to our digital twin technology and application of AI in it. You know, our body is a ocean. There is no end to it. And we want to put the best of the power of AI to learn better and better and more and more. Generally for us, of human biology, specifically each individual's biology. Those are the two main areas.
When it comes to the challenge, we always talk about the opportunities that AI brings, but in terms of developing an AI-driven solution for complex and individualized issues such as metabolism and chronic disease, what are some of the biggest challenges in doing that?
AI is only as good as the quality and variety of data. So to be able to collect high quality, high fidelity, large variety of biomarker data from people, to truly feed the AI engine to understand an individual's metabolism and do it securely, private, with good privacy, and make it really easy for people, it's an enormous technical behavioral challenge, right? And we've done this, my team has done this for many industries in my previous company. So that's one of the reasons why we got into this. The second is, I'd say in terms of AI, AI is all the buzz now. We started applying it very deeply starting 5 years ago. So we are not caught by the buzz of it. It's what we've been doing. What we are solving for is not only biology problem, but also human behavior problem. And that's unique for us. We are solving both biology and behavior, right? That's the second significant challenge. And third is, how do we offer the service so that the technology is kind of under the hood? It's very easy for people. They don't see the complexity of it. It's kind of like iPhone, you know. We don't see what's going on under the hood. To do that really well is another complex problem.
You mentioned, you were talking about AI being a buzzword, especially as of recently, right? It was the biggest talk of 2023, alongside, I would say, GLP once. It seems like those two terms were discussed quite a bit. Can you give us, you know, we're in 2024 now, which is crazy. Where do you see like the evolution of GLP-1s continuing to go, and what's Twin Health's take on them?
It's so true. It's everywhere, isn't it? I would say there are three important things to note about GLP-1. Then I'll say, you know, what is Twin's role in it? GLP-1 works. Right, people have it, they lose weight. No qualms there, and it's much needed. It's very timely. So GLP-1 works. That's the good news. Two issues with that is it not only causes people to lose fat loss, but also muscle loss and bone loss, right? And that's not good. Long term, it's not good. And I'd say second, it's expensive. I'm sure it's going to come down in over time, but currently it's exorbitant for, you know, average people. So those are the three material things in terms of GLP-1. I'm glad, you know, it was discovered and it's available for people. It's much needed. Twin's role is very much complementary to GLP-1. See, what we do is we are solving for the root cause of multiple chronic diseases. It's diabetes, hypertension, obesity being one of them, fatty liver, and so on. And it's the dysfunction that causes, the dysfunction of the metabolism is the root cause for these chronic diseases. And it is that dysfunction that causes these obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and so on. We are solving the root cause. By solving root cause, you actually make people lose weight in a healthy way. That's why we got healthy weight loss. So the way we see it is GLP-1 could give a quick result, but you use our service to sustain it for life.
And that's, by the way, I love how you just get right into it. It's like, it works. It's a lot of people try to go into, they just dig super deep, and it's like, first off, does it work? Yes. So I love that you did that. I want to make sure too, we give you an opportunity, by the way. So you've accomplished so much. So kudos to what you and the team have already accomplished. Can you talk us through, I know our audience, this is a question they always want me to ask guests. Let's talk about like uniqueness, differentiation. You know, how do you approach that? How would you say Twin Health differentiate itself from some of the other health tech players here?
Our differentiation is twofold. Digital twin technology. We invented a technology called whole body digital twin. It's been a 5 years of labor of love for us. We have 10 patents around it. It is the crown jewel. And I'll tell you how that makes what we do possible. Technology is our first differentiation. The second differentiation is we combine technology with compassionate clinical care. The compassionate clinical care and the technology combination truly unique. As far as I could see, we are the only one in the market that's offering this. And you really need both to be able to reverse diseases. As I said, this is a proper medical service. It's not a, you know, do-it-yourself, get healthy hobby. So why digital twin and how is it different? First off, I'd say what we do works. We take people with multiple chronic diseases. They go through the program for a few months, and many of them reverse most of the conditions. You know, diabetes become non-diabetic. People lose sufficient weight and become healthier. People reverse fatty liver, and their liver becomes normal. People normalize their blood pressure. So this is real stuff, right? People that would have been deemed as have certain disease over a few months become free of those disease. And most importantly, they sustain over time. This is made possible because we go to the very root of the problem. Metabolic dysfunction is the problem, and there has never been a technology and a service that truly get to the root and solve the root cause. Medicines don't solve root cause. They only abate the symptoms and control the disease for some time. What our technology, digital twin, what it does is it uses sensors and blood work and continuous collection of data to understand how every individual's metabolism behaves. So in a way, we create the digital twin of an individual's metabolism. And by that, we know how it is dysfunctional. And we use the AI technology to create a living model of a person's metabolism. And it tells what the person can do to reverse the dysfunction. And when they reverse the dysfunction and when their metabolism becomes optimally functional, these diseases reverse. That's what we do. And we do that through nutrition, through activity, through the right medicine that is provided by our provider team, through proper sleep, proper breathing to reduce stress. So we use all these multiple factors together to solve for the dysfunction.
When we first started this episode, you were talking about your past experience, and this is not your first time scaling a company. So I guess kind of twofold, like, what does it look like continuing to scale Twin Health through your lens? Obviously, you don't have to give us the trade secrets, but give us some of the meat. And also, like, how are you using your past experiences to scale Twin Health?
So scaling comes from economic model and a system that can that is replicable for each individual that comes on board, right? So economically, the way we scale is we don't offer directly to the consumers and make them pay. We instead go to the largest health plans and largest employers and ask them to offer this as a benefit free of charge for the end users. That's key. It's free. I mean, you get the service for free and you get healthier. I mean, that's a very good New Year. That would be a very good New Year gift, by the way. I think that it's a scalable economic model. And the reason why health plans and employers are able to offer this to their members for free is because our service reverses disease and gets people reduce and eliminate medications. They are saving both medication cost as well as the medical visit cost. Their savings is sufficient to pay us and make it free for the member. So it's a powerful economic model. That's the first scalability. The second scalability is use technology to automate and make it easy for people. It's not a lot of manual work for people, and operationally also it's not manual, right? It's very deeply integrated and automated. And I would say maybe the third thing that makes this scalable is everything is remote. People don't have to leave their home, right? Everything is done remote. They can be anywhere, literally. All our services delivered through phone calls and video, and people do it right at home. All the sensors and things that we have to give people are shipped to their house. So they don't have to leave their home. They can do it from home. So all those things make it possible for us to scale.
You hit upon two big things: free and ease of use.
Yes.
Huge in human behavior. So it's really great to hear that you're incorporating those in how you're scaling out Twin Health. What's next for the company? What's next that you're really excited about moving forward? I'm sure there's a lot, but if you had to kind of narrow the focus.
I would say the I mean, for us right now, our mandate is to get this to as many people as possible. We literally change lives, right? People join, taking lots of medicine, suffering symptoms, severe symptoms, and suffering these diseases. They thought it's a lifelong progressive disease. To get them back to their normal health and get off meds and get them all, free of all symptoms, it's life-changing, right? We get to do this on a daily basis, and we want to do this nationally fast. So that's a mandate for us this year, next year, year after. I think second one is we want to complement the GLP-1. It's a good thing, right? It can get you started on a weight loss, but we can come in and sustain it for the long term. And for some people that are not quite morbidly obese, they can go directly on our service. So I think it's timely. I think that's the second one ahead of us. Third is while we are solving for 5 metabolic diseases currently, there are many more metabolic diseases, right? Because multiple diseases are caused by dysfunctional metabolism. So we want to continue to innovate and address more and more metabolic diseases.
Well, I'm very excited to see how you continue to scale Twin Health, and hopefully we can have you on again in the near future, maybe get you on a panel and we can dig even deeper. But I really appreciate you kind of sharing bits about your background. And again, congrats on the funding. That's huge. And look forward to seeing how Twin Health continues to grow.
Thank you for this time and the opportunity, Jared. Really looking forward to another session with you as well.